certainly when you take a look at the even split in the Ag Committee and the current standoff on the one particular issue, do you see a path forward for the Ag Bill yet this session?
I think there is. You know, I've been around long enough, Don, that nothing's over until that final gavel comes down at the end of session. So I'm always hopeful. I'm hopeful that, you know, it was a bipartisan no vote on the bill that failed. I'm hopeful that we can actually get going. I think the paraquat ban is the key to opening the discussions in both the House and the Senate. And if we can get that agreed to, I believe we can roll and get a bill passed for Minnesotans, probably on a very strong bipartisan basis.
Typically, the Ag Committee has been bipartisan. This has been, you know, one hiccup. Is that a precursor of other things, or is this maybe more of a single-ized issue?
Well, I think, you know, that if you look at votes on the floor last year, we did have a very bipartisan, I think it was 130-4 or something like that, passage. But in previous years, there have been votes that have been divided on party lines. So it's not that unusual in the Minnesota legislature in the last 10 years to have differences. I think the difference is we're being very transparent. You know, sometimes these things happen in a conference committee behind closed doors. And what we wanted to do on our side of the aisle was be very clear, you know, the Monday before the vote, is this is what we felt strongly about. We had strong testimony, and, you know, I continued to try to talk with Paul Anderson to see if we could get some movement. The way the bill is written now, it has a stop sale of 1/1/27 and then no more use after 1/1/28. We'd even be willing to extend that use period for farmers to be able to extend if they've got existing stock to 1/1/29. So I think we, you know, we have some flexibility on how this happens, and I'm hopeful that we can get it done.
Have you had a chance to visit with Paul since the vote?
Yep, and it's still been no movement, you know, no consideration. So I did talk with him, and he said, are we still talking? And I said, yeah, we're still talking. You know, both Paul and I have been around a while, you know, and we were able to get a strong bill last year, and I'm hopeful that we can again this year.
When you take a look at the paraquat issue itself, EPA has said that really any risk to workers is outweighed by the benefits to as a weed killer for farmers. Yet we've also had some former EPA officials out with an open letter supporting a ban. I'm curious how you see this. Is it time for the states to intervene, or I guess the path forward on that?
Well, often this, you know, Louis Brandeis called the states the laboratories of democracy, and Minnesota has led in the past on issues like triclosan bans and other things. So Minnesota, you know, some people see it as being an island, others see it as leading. I think the key is when we look at the evidence over 50 years, you know, I'm old enough to remember, I think the first time I heard a paraquat was in the 1970s, and it was used on a desiccant on cannabis illegally, you know, and people were getting sick. So, you know, this, we've known some of this for a long time. You know, we've heard more recently in years of, well, we can't ban a newer chemical because we'll go back to the older chemical. Well, now we're using the older chemicals because there's been resistance with some of the newer chemicals with the weed pressure. I think, you know, up in the valley, there's about 400,000 acres of sugar beets. Our understanding, it's used on about 9,000 of those. It's primarily used on cover crops, so it's not that essential. We can use other products, and we can use mechanical for cover crops. I have winter rye on some of my fields. So I think the risk outweighs the benefit there for the product. And, you know, the data that's really compelling is that scientists will use paraquat to precipitate Parkinson's in lab studies. You know, that it's that strong of a correlation that if they want to study Parkinson's, they'll use paraquat in the lab. So I think, you know, the evidence is there. We we want to rely on that science and reduce the risk, there are other products that can be used. It has gone up in recent years. I think it was 120,000 pounds in Minnesota a couple of years ago, and now the last year was about 160,000 pounds used. So it's not used that wisely, or not used that widely, sorry, but it is, you know, a very toxic chemical. It just to compare in terms of with Roundup, you know, Roundup has a caution label on it. This has a danger warning with a skull and crossbones. So you've got that risk not only to the user, but also, you know, the proximity to that user. So I'm hopeful we can take action on this and then move on the ag bill, on the other items.
A lot of attention, obviously, on this particular language. When you look at the total bill itself outside of the paraquat issue, what are you most proud of in this bill? What are you happy with?
Well, I think one of the things we need to get done, and this is more on the fiscal side of it, is we have some meat processing grants that need to be extended, that there are smaller entities that are in process, and some of these grants, it takes longer for them to get done. So I think that's one of the must-dos, is to get that meat process. I think there's four of them that we need to extend. So that we did get, you know, I think already we did pass the veterinary medicine statutory update, which hadn't been done for 30 to 40 years. That passed, I think, on the floor over here. The concurrence was 133 to 1. So Paul and I worked on that. So that's one ag bill done, getting the statute updated. The dairy bill passed strongly. So there's two bills on their way to the governor in agriculture, which is probably better than, say, some of the other areas. And so I'm proud of getting those two done already, and I'm hopeful we can get some of these others done, and I'm hopeful we can get the paraquat ban. I think, you know, there's bipartisan authors in both the House and the Senate on the paraquat ban. So we just need GOP leadership to, you know, encourage getting it to the floor and getting it in committee, and then we can start these discussions. And I'm hopeful that will still happen in the month we have left.